enjoying these Abide meditations? Support our ministry and receive commercial-free content on our app. Download today at abide.co.
Has something you've said ever gotten you in trouble? It might feel good in the moment, but we face choices every day, and we can choose to not speak or think the short-sighted, emotionally charged words that we often want to say to others when we're angry. When we speak to God first, we can find healing. We give God the chance to correct our sinful desires before we pour them out onto others. Prayer gives us room to speak our deepest longings and fears to God. When we pour out our hearts to Him, He pours in His Spirit and truth to us. Speaking our anxieties and even anger to God creates a space where His presence and Word can lovingly guide us, shape us, and address our hearts. So do you wish you had better control over your angry words and thoughts? Well, join me as we meditate, reflect, and pray about controlling our words from Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3. But as we do, let's begin with a time of opening prayer. Dear Holy God, the words you speak set the world in motion. They breathe life into all people. They create miracles. And your light is on display through me when I speak the words that give encouragement and life. But Lord God, I confess that my words do not always reflect who you are. Help me recognize my anger and bitterness before it comes spewing out of my mouth. Help me to come to you so you can change my heart first. And let my words be an outpouring of the heart that you have transformed in me. In Jesus' name, amen. So as we begin here, that space that I was just praying for, that pause, I want you to first begin our time together, posturing yourself before God by breathing several deep cleansing breaths. Breathing that creates space, creates margin. I want your breathing to help you find that quiet space in your head and in your heart. Do what you can to turn off or ignore the distractions around you right now. And focus on connecting with God, finding that pause, that margin, that sacred space. Is there anything that you just can't turn off right now? Anything that keeps coming to distract you as you get ready for prayer? Well, confess that now. Ask God to help you ignore the noise so that you can listen to what He has to say today. And remember that He is a loving God, a God of mercy and grace and forgiveness. Our God created communication. He spoke the light into existence with a word and continues to speak to us through His word. Ask Him to speak to you now as I read from Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3. And listen carefully. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything. This proverb is short, but packs a punch. What word stood out to you? A new word or a fresh thought? Listen to it again. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything. Which word did you center on? Be silent and still before God. In that word that He just gave you, repeat it to Him now, in a time of meditation, reflection, and prayer. Ask yourself here, do your words and reactions get you into trouble? How do you typically respond to others when they hurt or insult you? Would you say that you have control over your tongue, or that your tongue sometimes controls you? Pause and think. Is there an offense I can overlook if I simply talk to God first about it? It's wise to overlook an offense. Is there conflict brewing that can be diffused with kind words? Let this time of reflection be you looking back over your day or days for that moment that can be diffused if you first look to God for words. With eyes still closed, listen again as I read from the Amplified Version of Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3. The one who guards his mouth, thinking before he speaks, protects his life. The one who opens his lips wide and chatters without thinking comes to ruin. What did you hear this time? What is God reverberating in your mind through His Word? Take a moment to simply listen to what He has to say to you. I like this version. The reason? The image of a mouth opening wide for all the words to fall out, unguarded, makes sense. The ruin that comes from an unguarded tongue makes sense. All kinds of images are popping up right now, thinking of times I have said something without thinking and embarrassed myself, or even worse, hurt someone without meaning to. Or the times when I've said something in anger that I should have waited just for a moment, a second, to say in more kind, more thoughtful tones. Have you done that this week? Have you spoken without thinking or out of anger? Confess that now. And remember once again, He is a God of love and grace and mercy and forgiveness. Now, as it does in most Proverbs, this scripture gives us an opposite choice Guard the mouth. Protect yourself. Ask God to help you speak things that are thoughtful today and life-changing. In this time of prayer and meditation, think of that moment today that you're staring down right now, where you can be more thoughtful and life-giving with your words. Listen one and final time as I read and you reflect on Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything. There is another choice. You don't have to let your mouth run wild. Controlling your tongue may not add physical years to your life, but it will surely enhance the quality of your life by guarding your relationships. Are there any relationships in your life right now, today, that are hurting or dysfunctional because of what you have said either to them or behind their back? Ask God to help you be honest and to bring to mind any names that fit that description. Guarding your tongue doesn't mean you keep quiet all the time. On the contrary, controlling your tongue includes saying things that need to be said in equal amounts of grace and truth. Control means courage. Control means choosing carefully the words that you will allow out of your mouth. Are there times you remained quiet when you should have spoken up? Or times when you should have spoken the truth with a little more grace? Meditate, reflect, and pray about those opportunities. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13 says it this way: But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. I like what it says, as long as it is called today, exhort, encourage, spur others on to good works. Imagine waking up in the morning. What are you doing? What does the morning look like for you? Well, envision yourself waking up and asking the Lord, who can I support with my words today? How would your day be different if you did that every morning? Well, begin today, because today is called today. So let this be your prayer. Who can you support with your words today? Join me now as we close our time in prayer. Dear compassionate Jesus. Your words are life to our souls, honey on our lips, water in the desert. But I confess, Lord, that my words are so often sharp, hurtful, careless, rude, crass, condescending. So often, much of what I say is unnecessary or with the wrong motive. I want people to think I'm funny and clever, and yet so often I do not say what is truly necessary, sharing the gospel with the lost, encouraging the weak, counseling the suffering, speaking words of hope, healing, gratitude to those closest to me. Again, it's always about me. It should be only about you. Would you, even now, forgive me of foolishness and careless talk? And help me experience your love and grace so fully today that I am filled with joy, inexpressible joy in words that truly encourage and help others. Would you direct me towards people who are hurting today, who need to hear the good news, who need to be encouraged, who need to hear that they're not alone? Give me eyes to see and ears to hear first, so that I may hear from you and give this dying and broken world your words of life and hope. And it's in Jesus' name, amen. I know we said amen, so the things that are pressing on you and filling up your to-do list are now back in your head. But before you rush off, sit back for just a moment longer to process what God spoke to you today. Before you go, consider this. Who can you encourage today? For what good purpose can you use your words today, both the spoken and the written kind? As you strive today to find those holy thoughts, those godly words, I hope your search brings you into a place of peace that lasts throughout your day as you continue to meditate, reflect, pray, and abide in Christ.
Thanks for listening to this Abide meditation. For more biblical meditations that encourage regular, relevant, and transforming connection with Jesus, download the Abide app today.